Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby? You're...
Go ahead. Hunting for bread. Gun to your head. Dump in the land. Diamonds is dead. Loving my freedom more than China, rushing the feds. Numbers are sin. Russian roulette. We don't get that lucky. Chaos in the city. You don't need to trust me. Long as I'm getting this paper, I ain't gonna be tripping. But if you get in the way, ain't no explaining these intentions. You forgot who running this kingdom. These boys sign our leaders. Once I line down, that ain't simple. See when you try to judge these hyenas. Making that body count if I have to. Blood pumping with tension. Gotta tap instincts on a daily. Snakes be the fuck around and struck venom. They want it all. Like, give me that cash drawer. What I ask for? Psycho out of that psychological till you found out there was mad war. Go get that off of the damn floor. The walls that I run was a mass war with no cash cards. That's loyalty. Too strong, hope you got the jaw of a jackal. Go that far if you want. Survival of the fittest, it was written. Leave a price you like the Bible in the trenches. Something beside me, bitch. Focus up a shot from the sights like a sniper's vision. Hit like a bicycle collision. Pick up the mind, but I fight for your life till my time is ending. Listening for him. In the midst of the force, but we're not comprehend to the talking shit in the forms. In an instant, my inner victor get equipped from the sources. Not slipping, you're living by the split the ceiling and portions. Boop, boop, boop. Watching how they act, running with their pack, flashing money like you niggas. I ain't never had a stack. Yeah, we working cause we all. And it's been a while. Your bitch looking like a snack, we on the prize. These brothers is why. These sisters is why. Tap into the why. See niggas get why. These niggas is why. These niggas is why. Tap into the why. These animals why. Yeah, they why. To the dark side of this rhythm. When a hard time really get them. Put here for whatever. The fuck would've lost mine in this prison. Nigga said I ain't earned the stripes. What? Bitch nigga can suffer. Unload on a bitch, put a chrome on a wig. All hot tie all you victims. They keep playing, you don't respect me.
What's up?
I don't respect you. Let me catch you. Play the dummy, but it ain't no car test for this wreck, fool. Exploit that, I'm outside. Where the fuck in the unwise? Nigga try to infiltrate our tribe. Pussy ass motherfucker, bitch can die. Well, that's nature every day. Burn around here, get slayed. Nigga, we hanging and banging, okay? But the days gotta sway if a nigga just pray. Need to stay in place at the base with a case. Say grace over pray for the fatal ways. Keep an angel safe over my place. Bitch niggas want us our saving face. Yeah, I said it. That political trash, predictable. I read it. No antidote for this sickness. Coming back like karma, no credit. Top of act of harm, you is leverage. When the action calling, I'm deadly. Ain't nobody really trying to get killed. The top of the food chain, get beheaded.
Watching how they act, running with their pack, flashing money like you niggas. I ain't never had a stack. Yeah, we working cause we all good. And it's been a while. Your bitch looking like a snack, we on the prize. These brothers is why. These sisters is why. Tap into the why. See niggas get why. These niggas is why. These niggas is why. Tap into the why. These animals why. Yeah, they why.
Yo, 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 this is your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. Welcome back. What you just heard was a new single from my man Dragon X with Wild, straight off the press. My man just shot that to me this afternoon. So, shout out to Dragon X, man. hopefully, you know, so I can get him as a guest on the podcast sooner than later. All right. So what are we gonna do, man? Get into these news, you know what I mean? First topic on the docket is people going wild. I don't think people going as wild as they were in the beginning when the first time it came around. Maybe because I'm not partaking in it. I can't. About this Popeye's chicken sandwich, man. Popped off on November 3rd. You know what I'm saying? They released it on a Sunday as a slight to Popeye's. And, yeah. So some crazy stuff been happening. People posting fights. Someone actually died, got murdered. Some dude got stabbed up there in near D.C. Was it Prince George County? So, yeah. But also, too, of course, when you have those reactions, you know, people are going after the product. You got people that wants to talk about the reaction and how people need to get their act together. It's not that serious. And it's true. It's not that serious on either fronts. The chicken is going to be there. You ain't got to rush. You know what I'm saying? It's not a pair of Jordans. Like, people just out here, like, just going crazy to get it so you can post it on Instagram. But on the flip side, it's not that serious in regards to, like, seeing people post. They talking about, oh, y'all supporting Popeyes, why you can't support the black community? Nigga, like, a $4 sandwich ain't gonna turn the tide of systemic and institutionalized racism no time soon. So this whole thing about, you know, getting mad at black folks, it ain't just black folks. We get mad at black folks for going after a piece of chicken? Really? That's what we worried about? Of all things, that's what we worried about. Okay. Man. So, and plus, I mean, you think about, I was on Twitter in regards to the stabbing. Because dude looked like, all right, this man got stabbed for some chicken. But that wasn't the case. What happened was he cut in line. And that, we got him stabbed. And I think most people understand what's good with that. Like, the disrespect. I'm waiting in this long line, and you want to act like it's all gravy? You just going to pull up? No, sir. I ain't saying you should have murdered the man. But, hey, I know I'll be having a problem with it. Like, oh, you think I'm a punk? You just going to pull up? Okay. But, yeah, but of course, because they were in the line and they had Popeyes, people want to sit here and act like, oh, people going crazy over the Popeyes chicken. No, man went crazy over disrespect. Don't cut in line no more. It ain't about the chicken. Don't cut in line no more. I say that. Stop being disrespectful. Straight up. Anyway, but yeah, I get on that, man. And plus, I mean, we see this time and time again, man. People, it's always craves. You know what I mean? The thing is, tick me off of people acting surprised about it. And even more so, people want to act like, oh, black people to get their act together. And that, man, it's product. It's the United States of America. This is a capitalistic society in which we crave celebrity and buying things, man. What you expect? What you thought? But it's not us. So stop all that negative talk, man. Y'all hate yourself. Anybody going around talking about, oh, black people get themselves together, you hate yourself. I said it. Because it ain't that serious. Not behind this. Stop it. For real. Relax. Let's see. What else we got, man? Of course, if you haven't noticed, we don't have a guest today. Let me announce that. Totally forgot. Don't have a guest tonight. It's all good. This might be the norm. The new norm. But the topic I'm going to get into in the second half of the show is the top 10, my top 10 favorite rap albums of the 2010s. The 10s of the 10s. Top 10 of the 10s. Yeah. Give me my props, man. I came up with that on the fly. What's good? Came on out on the fly, man. Top 10s of the 10s, man. So, yo, if you are, watching live on YouTube, boom, hit me up. If not, man, hit me up on Twitter, at EnigmaSup9. If you listen to the podcast or, watching the YouTube video afterwards, because I can't respond to the live because it's not live anymore. But, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you think. Tearing up stuff. Hey, let's get to the next thing. Next, this had everybody else up in the roar. Up in the uproar. It's got Popeyes. Popeyes is chilling, getting all this free promotion. Then T.I. had to come and knock down the buildings. This guy. Okay, so if you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock, or you always on Facebook like Fee, and don't go to Twitter. Shade. T.I. got into some hot water a couple of days ago when he stated on a podcast, not his own podcast, but another Pod One podcast, which is a little network that he's a part of, that he checks on his daughter's private parts. Yeah. T.I.'s a creep. No. Okay, so he was on this podcast. I was looking at it. I was watching it. It's two ladies. They sound like soccer moms. Anyway, so they was taking drinks, and I guess they was talking to T.I. about the family and the family hustle and all this other stuff, and he was talking about parenting and how he parents King and Major, how Damani is trying to get into rap. No, King is trying to get into rap. And all this other stuff. Now, the episode or the version of the episode I heard, apparently, I guess they had already it was the edited version. But eventually they took it down because of the backlash. But apparently there's still audio out there. So if you search Twitter, I'm pretty sure you can find it. Where he says that his daughter Deja, which is the second daughter, which I don't think that's Tiny's daughter, is it? I don't know. I know the grown daughter is Tiny's. The grown, like 20 something year old. I think the 18 year old is his. Yeah. Right. But whatever, Deja, who's 18 now, he talked about how whenever she had I ain't gonna be able to say this because I'm not a girl. Genealogist. Gynecologist. Like I was actually trying to read it. I told y'all before, man, I got a degree in newspaper journalism, not broadcast. Don't ask me why I'm doing this. Anyway, I can't even say it. Gynecologist. He apparently put a sticky note on her door, 9:30. We are going to the gyno. And he would go to the gynecologist's office, and he wanted to make sure that her hymen is in check. Now, those who don't know what a hymen is a piece of flesh in the woman's area, which is intact, which is used to protect babies from women or female babies from getting the dookie in the thing. You know what I mean? And I understand this because my daughter, I had to clean her up, and you got to make sure it's clean enough. You know what I mean? So that's my baby Mackenzie, whose birthday is tomorrow. Y'all get some love to Mackenzie, man. Yeah. My baby's gonna be a whole three years old. I'm a father of a whole 3 year old, man. Right. Boss baby. Oh, but But yeah, so it's made to kind of keep that thing clean. But over time, you know, it gets weakened. Eventually, it breaks off. Really, it can break off for any reason. But for whatever reason, back in the day, they felt like only sex could break it. So it was used as a way to determine a woman's purity. Now, this type of parenting goes on strong in Muslim countries. Remember listening to some NPR episode a couple years ago, and these two girls, they grew up in Africa, like in Egypt or something. And before they got married, which was supposed to be an arranged marriage, they went off to like Iran, nigga. Iraq, nigga. Somewhere in the Mediterranean. They would go to Algeria or Morocco or whatever, and they'll like sort their oats. But the crazy thing about it, they had to keep their hymen in check. So what they would do is they'll go out and just have anal sex. Cause the husband probably wasn't gonna check for it anyway. So they was getting loosey goosey, but they made sure that their hymen was in check. This is old school shit. So apparently T.I. is on that. And so he announced it on the podcast. The ladies like laughed it off because they was like, what the fuck? But apparently it got out. They probably knew it was going to be hot news. And yeah, it was all the rage. Man, on top of that, speaking of parenting, you got the one clip that came out. This woman took her son. Apparently he was acting up in school and took him out of the school and just started beating him with a belt, gave him what we know as a whooping. But a lot of people took offense to the idea of not necessarily she was whooping him. Well, they took offense that she was whooping him in public, whooping him in front of two teachers, white teachers at that. And of course, she was black and her son was black because she was black. Recorded it. That's how we even know what was going on. Recorded the whooping, but I think the most egregious part when a lot of people, even if they agreed with her actions, did not agree with her language, because she was just like, nigga, I'll fuck you up, motherfucker. Which I ain't gonna lie, that threw me, yo. Like, I thought she was gonna jump the boy, you know what I mean? But, so you got these two episodes of extreme parenting, and I think you kind of had like on one end, you had people that were endorsing T.I. and the young mother because they figured, hey, it's people that's not doing nothing. You know what I mean? These kids running wild, doing whatever, not keeping in check. And at least Deja got a father that's there to look over her, even if it's a bit extreme. Or at least that boy has a mother that is going to be there and check him when he acts up. Even if the language she used against him was not for children or not for a school setting. But on the flip side, you had people who were like, T.I.'s being evasive, and some people was even calling him perverted and incestuous, that he would even consider being that concerned with his daughter's private part. And some people thought that the mother shouldn't have been beating the child. Shouldn't have beaten the child in public, recorded it, did it in front of white people, and wonder why the white teachers ain't do nothing. Of course, I'm a Libra. So, y'all know me. I'm gonna piss y'all off. I'm gonna come in the middle. Pause. But no, ain't no middle. As a father, I understand where T.I. is coming from, but not to that extent, not to that extreme. I mean, as a father, yes, I feel like I have to protect my daughter. Mentioned the story before about, you know, having to clean her when she made a mess when she was younger. She's potty trained now. Shout out to her mother. Give her all the props for that. But yeah, I had to clean it. And it dawned on me like, wow, I have to protect this. You know what I mean? Something that, not just hers, but, you know, something that when you're younger, you just told, you know, you can't touch, can't mess with, whatever. And I think for some people, it becomes a thing of mystery, if you will. But, so it came to a point where I have to protect this. I have to make sure that she's well, that her health is well. And it was just a dawning moment for me as a father. So I understand T.I.'s, the fact that, so it's, to me, yeah, screw the people that are saying that it's incestuous, because it's not. You know what I'm saying? Really, I think that's a reflection of y'all. Because, like I said, when I'm cleaning my daughter, or when I was cleaning, I wasn't looking like, ooh, snap, this some, nah, this is my daughter. You know what I mean? And so if he cares for her health, he cares for her health. Now, did he go too far? Of course. The girl's 16. Now she's 18. I don't want to know all that. I don't want to know what my daughter get to that age. Nah. I'm not that. No. As long as she's protecting herself and being safe, I'm good. Nope. You know, and man, I don't care that much. I care more so I don't want her to be hurt more so than her just not having sex. Because she can be having sex and be perfectly fine. Or she can be not having sex and still being abused. So, yeah. Nah, I can't rock with that. I get with T.I. trying to protect his daughter, but I think he is doing that in a very wrong way. So I can't rock with it. Yeah, we down to the mother and being a child. Nah, all that, no. Especially just the language. I do understand. I mean, I grew up, I got whooped. Like, I get how people feel about, you know, hey, I got whooped, I was straight. And I believe that, but also too, as much as I feel like my dad whooping me did help me, or I say this, there was worse things in my childhood that my parents did than whoop me. Whooping was not the worst. But on the flip side, you know, I don't see myself doing it to my daughter. I mean, I may threaten her with a pop-pop, but it's just a threat. I don't see, and then especially in the extreme that woman did, and I'm definitely not screaming on my daughter like that. Ain't no way. No, not at that age, not at elementary school. Nope. So of course it's case by case, but I can't rock with it. So, yeah, parents got some lumps. We got some lumps this week, man. It was crazy. What else we got? Real quick, before I get into this third topic. Speak on this fool WAC 100. I'm gonna take it to the West Coast. Dude, WAC 100 apparently stood his ground regarding Nipsey Hussle, saying that I ain't gonna say that he said Nipsey deserved it. But I guess he basically pointed out that it wasn't as senseless as people trying to make it. That he was saying that basically, he was saying in that environment for Nipsey to call, what is his name? Shitty, I think it was Shitty Loke. To call Shitty Loke, I'm not joking. I really think his real name was Shitty Loke. But to call dude a snitch, it's like calling him a pervert. You know what I'm saying? I call him, you know what I'm saying, a pedo or whatever, you know what I mean? It can get him harmed. And so he felt like he had that disrespect garnered death, unfortunately. And that Nipsey should have been more on the up and up, knowing that, you know, what he did as far as calling that man a snitch and then, you know, making sure it was handled or he was protected. But on the flip side, and then also too, WAC 100 went to go and say that, people who are fans of Nipsey now at this point are faking that he's just doing it, I guess, because he did, and that they didn't look out for him when he was alive. Now, in that sense, I don't agree with that. Granted, I do think Nipsey Hussle's popularity did grow. It definitely grew after his death, but I think he had a sizable fan base while he was living, and in particular in that last year. I think that's why I hurt so much, because a lot of people had really got on. I mean, the man got nominated for a Grammy, bro. You can't have no small fan base or not have no buzz without that. So for WAC 100 to come out and say, oh, people jumping on the bandwagon because he died, it's somewhat true, but he acting like he basically made it seem like Nipsey's fan base was just doing nothing. That it was only like 100 people rocking until he died. And that's not true. His last album was one of the top albums of 2018. He got nominated for a Grammy for said album. He was getting support from, you know what I'm saying, all around, including the fan base. So, nah, that's whack. 100. And that's 100. That's whack. Like, nah, I think Nipsey had a sizable fan base prior to his death, unfortunately. And people being behind him or supporting him even in death is part of that. You know, it's kind of like with Pac. It was like with Pac and Biggie. And I don't think, I'm not saying Nipsey was as big as them as far as popularity, but the key thing about Pac and Biggie dying is that they died at their peak. They peaked popularity. Like, Pac had just dropped All Eyes on Me. Biggie was, you know, matter of fact, Biggie, when he died, had just dropped, or was getting ready to drop, Life After Death. So the buzz around them, and then you had a whole East Coast, West Coast, that was just garnering, you know what I'm saying, garnering popularity. And then with Pac dying, they just put Biggie more so on the spotlight. Like, all of that was just coming together that with their death hit harder because their popularity was at a peak. And with Nipsey, even though I reached his peak, unfortunately, you know, he couldn't go any further because of his passing, but he was at his peak when he died. And that's why, yeah, you're going to have people that's going to take it harder because, you know, it's not like he had fell off and then he passed away and people go, oh, that's sad, but I want to listen to his album yesterday. With Nipsey, people was probably literally listening to his album at the time he died. And that hit harder, all right? Speaking of deaths, rest in peace to Heavy D. He passed away today, this Friday, 2011. So I think if he looked at me like he died today. If he is the type to see that on Facebook and retweet it, no, repost it. Somebody posted from 2011. If he'll be like, oh, it must happen today. Hey, yo, they got Green Ass and Ham as a movie? Yo, I just saw the Netflix commercial. They got Green Eggs and Ham as a movie. Heck yeah. I love Green Eggs and Ham. Yo. Y'all heard it first on the Nick What's Up hour. They got Green Eggs and Ham on Netflix. Okay, let me get to this last topic, man. Then we're going to go on to the next songs. If you don't be trying to talk for you, you ain't got no mic now. You ain't got no mic. Yeah. I love you too. You're... Yeah. All right, what we got, man? Oh, yeah. I know half of y'all don't care. Most of y'all don't care. But I live in Tallahassee. And being that I live in Tallahassee, I tell people when I was young, a young whippersnapper, the only times I really heard Tallahassee mentioned on mainstream television, is the March of 100 over at Florida A&M University. My illustrious university, shout out to J School, and Florida State football. So because of that, I have a vested interest in Florida State football, even though I've been weaning myself from the program for some time, or not just from Florida State football, but just weaning myself from major college football because it's some bullshit. So, but yeah, man, I got to keep an eye. My dad's a fan. Fee's a fan, you know. And also, too, my sister graduated from Florida State. What else? I got my uncle. One of my uncles graduated from Florida State. My auntie, there was, I think, the only two to graduate from a university. I think a couple of my aunties and whatnot got some degrees since then. But anyway, that's neither here or there. Just saying I got ties to Florida State. My dad still working at Florida State. But anyway, so... Again, if you've been under a rock, especially in Tallahassee, they finally, because it looked like it was gonna happen anyway, fired Willie Taggart. After the Miami game this past weekend. And, my feelings on it, that it was some bullshit. Basically. And I'm going to speak my piece on why I think it was It was bullshit. First, they just needed one more game. Had they beat Boston College, they would have made it to the bowl game, because the game after that would have been a cupcake. And I think that would have been an improvement, and I think that would have been enough to at least give him another season. But no, they decided to just part ways. Another reason why I think it's bullshit is you did it after the Miami game. So guess what? Now you're giving both your rivals bragging rights. University of Florida can say that they kept Florida State from going to a bowl game in 2018 by whooping that ass in Doe Campbell Stadium. I was there. And then Miami came up, whooped that ass in Doe Campbell Stadium. And they can say, hey, we made y'all fire y'all first black coach. Whew. Way to go, Florida State. And then what made it even more embarrassing was it wasn't the university that made the decision. No, it was the boosters that went and got money up to say, hey, you know what? We tired of this. Couldn't get money up when Jimbo was asking for all kind of facilities. But you can get money up to get rid of this man that was trying to rebuild your program, because your program right now is trash. I'm sorry. But it's trash. It was trash when Jimbo left. And it's not going to come out the blue. So, honestly, what I'm expecting, go ahead and get your hot shot coach that you're looking for. And guess what? You're going to get the same result next year. And then you're going to be looking like Boo Boo the Fool. And what's going on? Because the program is trash. Program been trash. The attitude that the program used to have, when Bobby built that program, he built that program off of tenacity. It was, go out here and let's kill off these Giants. Let's kill the Michigans. Let's kill the University of Florida. Let's kill the mighty Miami, because they don't believe in us. Now, y'all fools think, oh, we Florida State, we supposed to win. When you had an attitude, it's easy for you to get lazy, get desolate, and don't go out there and put in the work you need to knock off Boise State. Of all programs. That's the thing about it. You got programs like Boise State who have that tenacity that say, look, you know what? They don't think we can beat them. We're going to go and beat Oklahoma. That's the attitude Florida State got to get back to. But until y'all think y'all Florida State, y'all got this pompous attitude that, hey, we just supposed to win. Guess what? You're going to continue to lose, player. Straight up. No matter what talent you got, because what's the use of talent if they ain't putting their effort? If they ain't got no work ethic. Simple as that. Little old me, old fat ass enigma. I get it. Y'all don't. Oh, well. Keep losing. My team winning. Shouts out to the other Willie. Man, you win. Oh, well, that too. Oh, hey. Oh, well, that too fast, man. We got to beat BCC. You know what I mean? Hold up. I'm going to try something again. I tried this last time since I'm talking about Florida State. Man, I gotta go. Wasting too much time. This is gonna be the Enigma 2 hour. Enigma Self 2 hour podcast. I don't think it's fool doing that.
Hello.
Tarif.
Yo, what up, bro?
You are live on the Enigma Self hour.
Yo.
It should have worked this time. I know last time it didn't work out.
What it do? Got time.
Right. Yo, so I was speaking on the Willie Taggart joint, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Man. I had to hit you up. If you can just give the people, just a, you know what I'm saying, just a little snippet of what you think. I know you was on TV because you fancy. Shouts out to Lynetra Bennett, who is Felicia's cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Family ties. But, but yeah, man, if you give people a little bit of how you feel about the situation, bro.
Yeah, man, you know, I was disappointed knowing the decision, obviously. You know, I built a rapport with Coach T, and just over the last couple of years, man, it's just sad. I was telling somebody earlier, even though he was put in a position to succeed, I don't think he was, put in there fully to be successful as he needed to be from an administrative standpoint. And even, you know, when he first got there, you know, he wanted to have certain people he wanted to have on his coaching staff, and the administration was like, no, you know, they didn't want to fully fund him until this year. And then we started to finally get some pieces in there. So we started to see some improvement,
right?
But you know, it wasn't enough for them to be satisfied, you know, on the field. Now, I think after the Wake Forest game, you know, his job security was really thin ice, that he, you know, he had no choice but to win out.
Right.
Minus Florida, you know, then the way we looked versus Miami, you know, I told somebody, yo, it's not looking good for him. I didn't think they would fire him that next day, but I knew his job was in trouble. And, you know, it's just sad overall, man, because this is dream job and he failed at it. So, you know, nobody wants to, you know, feel that way, bro. It's tough, man.
My thinking was, I don't know if I told you this already, but I was thinking at least, I see if he lost a Boston College game, because that would have meant that he was pretty much out of, or Florida State was out of bowl contention. And honestly, right. To me, it was like, if they would have made it to the bowl, that would have been an improvement from last season and enough to give him at least one more season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, let him, because now it's like almost definitely going to lose to Boston College, because I know everybody want to rally over Coach Odell, and that's cool, but
I don't think we're going to win tomorrow, which would put us at 5-7.
Right.
Again.
Right.
We won't beat Alabama State, but we're not going to beat Florida.
Right.
And the thing is, like, I mean, they can rally around Odell all they want, but I don't know if we got the horses to even go, man. We got Marvin Wilson, our best defensive player, out tomorrow. You know, it's going to be 30-some degrees up there. You know,
right.
Niggas don't play well in the cold. We from Florida.
Right.
So it's like, all right, cool. Yeah, man, I thought he would get 3 years, you know. But the way things set up financially, you know, the bottom line was really the bottom line for why he got fired.
But even
people short.
I see that, but again, to me, it just made the program, not just the program, the university look like trash, bro. Because
it's not a good look.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, y'all not showing
21
up.
21 games in.
Because you're not winning, really. Like, where's the loyalty? You know what I'm saying?
And it come down that too. You know, everything ain't it ultimately is wins and losses, but you know, some of that didn't have to do with wins and losses.
No, to me, it's loyalty, bro. I mean, you 5 years removed. Yeah, I mean, well, you 6 years removed from a national championship. You know what I mean? And then even that next year, you know what I'm saying, we're undefeated until they got to the playoffs. So you 5 years removed from, you know what I'm saying? It's not like the program been in the dumps for like a decade or so. You know what I'm saying? You look at UM. They ain't been to a national championship in what, 15 years?
20-some years.
Right, so it's just like
almost 20
years. Yeah, you
2001,
yeah.
I think they won. Yeah,
I thought it was 2003. But yeah, you're right. You was right about the Virginia thing too. So let me shut up.
Huh?
Remember what I said? It was Minor that lost, that got stopped at the line, Virginia, and it was word done. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
I know, bro. I cried. I was a little kid, bro. I cried. I remember that game. First time I cried over sport. Work done getting stopped at the one.
I ain't cry. I was. I know my mouth was wide open. I was like, "Are you serious? Are you serious?"
I didn't know what.
Virginia.
I wasn't used to them losing, bro. FSU rarely lost when I grew up as a kid. I was spoiled. I rarely saw them lose. Like,
right. Yeah. I mean, they only lost to either Florida or Miami. That was it.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I grew up my whole life watching my favorite team, like, barely lose games. And when we won, we
blast people.
Teams.
Right.
So I'm like, man, this is what I'm used to. So I knew every Saturday, whoever we playing, is about to get their ass whooped.
Right.
It didn't matter. But, man, that is long gone.
Yeah, and that's my thing too. Right, like this whole ideal of we supposed to win, bro. Only Florida State had one in a minute. Like you had a little glimpse when Jameis was here, but other than that, you ain't really been killing it. Like when Bobby wasn't top form. Anyway,
exactly, bro.
We ain't gonna make this into no sports podcast or Florida State's podcast. So I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah, man. They better have a plan intact, bro. To fire my man 21 games in, bro. If it ain't Bob Stoops, then you know this is a fail. Simple as that. And
I think it's
Deion's
be a fail.
Throwing his name in the pot. Who?
That's what I already said. It's gonna be a fail regardless. I think it's more intricate than the coach. It's the program, bro.
Yeah, the program is shambles, bro. Terrible administration.
Yeah.
He was set up to fail. That's how I feel.
All right, that's it.
Ultimately, he was set up to fail.
I said on top, he was a fall guy. As soon as he got hired, I said he a fall guy. I just thought they'd give him three, and then they'll get Lane Kiffin to come up here and take over, and then he'll win the championship. But other than that, I knew Taggart was a fall guy. I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, because this would be Jimbo's same issues if he was here right now.
Exactly.
But, it didn't come down to that, man. I think Taggart was sold false hopes when he got here. And once he realized how bad it was, he was like, oh, shit, I'm already here. Ain't nothing I could do. Let me try to make the most of it. He hindsight 2020, bro, he wished he stayed at Oregon.
Right.
Oregon number 6 or 7 in the country right now. That's his team.
That's his team.
Team and his offensive coordinator running that shit.
Right.
So, hey, man. It's crazy, bro. Hey. Sports is crazy.
Well, yo, we gonna get up out of here, man. But I appreciate you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get at you later.
Yeah, bro. Local rapper out now.
Hey, y'all heard
it. You got time to listen to that. You got time to listen to this podcast.
Word. Real talk. Yeah, y'all go check that out for real, though.
Word.
All right, man. I'm gonna holler at you, though.
All right. Yep.
Yo. Goddamn, Tariq acting like this is a Joe Budden podcast, nigga. I ain't got 3 hours. God damn, nigga.
Look, nigga, always answering the phone coming through.
Yo, straight up, man. Shouts out to Tariq, man. That's my bro. All right, we finna get into these next tracks, man. Get my stuff together. Now I gotta cut my whole thing by like 15 minutes. Cause yo, ain't everything. It's gonna be the nigga my hour and a half out. All right. Let me hit y'all with my girl C Red, man. Shout out C Red with his hot sauce. And we're gonna be right back. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby.
Yo, what's up? This is Royce Lovett, and you are now listening to the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby.
So y'all want bars and all. Haters love when you start to fall. I'm at the crib just bumping these Carlo beats, filling up my arsenal. Never been impartial, dog. I got biases. I got jams for days. I got fire shit. I got plans for taking them higher, kid. I hit the streets to march. I never rioted. I never talk shit, but I'm about to. If you got a good head up on the shoulders, I'ma ask him what that mouth do. Made me feel like I can't live without you. I got a full-time job, part-time flex. When I see the foreign car that I park, I'm blessed. Need a salary that's crooked, at a high time desk. Got me pouring up the crown, trying to hide my stress. I never rolled a blunt. And I got a few things on my mind that I've been trying to hold for months. Like I love him, but I know he doesn't love me, so I think I only told him once. But you know that I'm gonna be fly when he asked me to go for lunch. And I know they know a little something, cause he's telling me to hold for bumps. And now he's ill, and we about to do the impossible. Be ourselves and profit still, but I be looking at these crabs like you're not familiar. I don't know these niggas, but I'm still dropping that food for thought. Like go eat, nigga, like go eat, nigga. Cause it's like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. Cause it go good together like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. This like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. Cause it go good together like hot sauce and your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. Been had bars, niggas been mad. Syntax spit like a trigger bent back. Been at odds since a nigga been black. Been at a job and a nigga been mad. Like, I don't really fuck with you and these choices. Now I'm in human resources. People talking about we rude and we boisterous. Fuck all y'all, you ain't even these voices. What I wanna say and I meant to. But I keep it dark in my mental. And I hold my tongue cause it rent due. Cause that's what somebody with some sense do. And that's what somebody with a child say. Pray hard, keep your faith in Yahweh. A lot of people out of work too nowadays. And it won't be like this always. When will it change though? I'll wait. By then I'll be 20 years in. They putting us in jail for any missing. You know a millionaire, yeah, get me near them. So I can handle my business. Keep the man as my witness. Flex financially fitness. Let's change the face of what rich is. It ain't black, but I'm trying to bust 180. This ain't something we touch on lately. Let's improvise, enterprise. Change the world and make trust fund babies. Maybe like AG Gasson. Money on my mind, when generations of cash in. We can ease the pain like iterations of aspirin. When I think about my mom and daddy relaxing, it feels like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call a dream. Cause it go good together like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call a dream. This like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call a dream. Cause it go good together like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call a dream.
All right, we are back. This is the Enigma Sub. I was your boy, Enigma September. That was C-Red with Hot Sauce. And we're going to get into the topic of the hour. Again, plenty of you guys in YouTube land that don't have a guest. And this is maybe what the Enigma Sub hour may look like more so in the future. So just be prepared for that. But not so many guests, being more topical. So be prepared for that. So yeah, but anyway, the topic for the night, since the year, not only is the year winding down, but the decade is winding down, I decided to make a list, a quick list that would be fluid. Let me pinpoint, this would be a fluid list. Of my top 10 rap albums of the 2010s. Yeah, it's been a crazy decade. Probably the best change to happen in 2010 is me becoming a father. Definitely got older, because that's what happens when you keep waking up. But yeah, so now let me say this. This is not the best, all right? I didn't do the best. This is my favorite. So if you're thinking that, yo, man, it's a better album, man. It's a rapper that really spit more harder bars than that, man, and did better beats. No, that's arguable. I'm just saying these are the projects in the past almost 9 years that have stuck with me since they came out. And a lot of them really stuck with me. A lot of them I discovered, like, not when they first dropped. Couple of them I didn't listen to them until years later and was like, oh snap, this is dope. But they came out during this decade. So again, if you're watching the YouTube joint, if you want to mention who you like, put it in the comment section, let me know, or hit me up on Twitter at EnigmaSelp9. Let me know what's good, or Facebook or any of that. Instagram, I don't know how you gonna hit me up on Instagram, but okay, get in my DMs, don't tell Fee. Fee said okay. Anyway, I was gonna put it in number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but I ain't gonna do all that. I ain't got time. So, and this is fluid. This may change. I may do this topic at the beginning of next year and be like, you know what? I forgot this album. So, but the first one I got is Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. Honestly, I think that's my solid number one. I think it's my most favorite album that came out in the past decade, so much so that I got Kendrick in my top 5 favorite rappers all time, and I was like in my 30s when I decided that. So hey, so all you 20 year olds that think you gotta figure it out and your favorite rapper is gonna be your favorite rapper forever, nope. Nope. But yeah, Good Kid, Mad City, man, like Kendrick killed it with that. I mean, I think it's the epitome of the decade, and he got his crown on that album. Second album, Because the Internet by Childish Gambino. I know a lot of people got on Childish Gambino with the This Is America joint, but to me, Because the Internet is a genius album. It's a, like Good Kid, Mad City, it's a concept album, which that is my MO, if you know me and my projects. And it's intricate. I mean, the man wrote a script that matches up with the album. It's crazy. So yeah, man. Matter of fact, let me see, I'm gonna play one of the standout tracks from that joint. You know what I mean? I can't decide which one I like more, but I'm gonna go with Sweatpants, because it was just like crazy. Yeah, like, oh, that bass line? What? Like, granted, it's a bar, it's like super crazy, no, but it's all about the concept, so.
Watching haters wonder why Gambino got the game.
All she wanna do is bang cock. That was nasty. That was a nasty verse, but. Anyway, yo, so because of the internet, number three, again, it's not ranking, I'm just naming them. Number three, My Dark Twisted Fantasy. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I said that wrong. My Twisted Dark. I can't even say it. By Kanye West. To me, it's the last album that Kanye made that I like through and through. I think it's number four in his all time for me. But it's still like super dope, and he killed it. And definitely my favorite song on here. What is my favorite song on here? There's a lot of songs on here. It's like super dope. I can't even. Dang. There's one song I thought was on here, but it's not. That was your favorite song. I thought it was your favorite album. How is that your favorite album? You know what's on here. I gotta go with Power, man. Power, he killed it with Power, dog. Like, Power just overall is just a dope. Like, that beginning, the way he just come in, like.
I'm living in that 21st century.
Like, come on, dog. I know y'all hate Kanye now. I ain't got no problem with it. King Red, what up, boy? What up, man? That's my bro, King Red, killing it. But yeah, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, man. Kanye killed it. That was like I can say his peak. I think his peak was Graduation. But as far as the 2010s go, yeah, he killed it with that. Number four, 2014 Forest Hill Drive by J. Cole. Again, I do think that was J. Cole's peak. Even though KOD kind of got back up there. But yeah, 2014 Forest Hill Drive to me is what we were looking for as an album, you know what I'm saying, versus what he was doing on his mixtapes. And let it be known, these are albums. I'm giving it proper albums, not doing mixtapes, because it'll mess my whole list up. And I ain't got time to even think of all the great mixtapes that came out in 2010s. That piff. But, so yeah, 2014 Forest Hill Drive. Number five is going to fly right in the face of what I just said as far as albums, because some people may not recognize this as an album. I'm going to recognize it as an album because it was available on streaming apps, unlike his mixtape, So Far Gone, that just became available. So my number five is If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm a do the Funkmaster Flex thing. I know I got to give it an asterisk because of the ghostwriting allegations. Shouts out to Quentin Miller. But Drake killed that shit. I'm sorry. Like, almost every song, he killing it. And I love it. I love the album. I can always go to it. It's been almost 5 years later. It's still right to me. So I just hate the fact that the allegations behind it, man. It's trash. But the album is not. So I got to give him that. My number six is a tie. I told Fee this, and she was looking at me crazy, like, why are you going to tie it? But number six is Charity Starts at Home and No News is Good News by Fonte. And I just felt like I had to put them together. Charity Starts at Home is the project where it's like, it came out in 2011, but I didn't even catch wind to it until like a couple years later. It dropped on my birthday nonetheless, and I didn't even know. But it really had a big impact on my project, Tales of a College Grad Nothing, as well as because of the internet. So, and then with No Good is, No News is Good News, just kind of like a continuation from Charity Stars at Home. And, but I think it was more better put together. But I got to put them together because Fonte just killed it. And he's one of my favorite rappers. He in my top 10. I think he's number 7. So, yeah. I could put him number 6. Lauryn Hill just going to keep falling. I'm sorry. So that's number 7. Where we at? Number 8. Is it number 8? Yeah. What I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, but number 7. Nothing Was the Same by Drake. I think as far as a proper Drake album, this is his best album. Not, whatchamacallit? What was the other joint? Take Care. I know a lot of people like Take Care, but to me, Nothing Was the Same. Nothing Was the Same was Drake's 2014 Forest Hill Drive. And I can give it to him because it's no asterisks. You don't need the asterisks because he wrote everything. So Nothing Was the Same. That's style 7. Number 8, To Pimp a Butterfly. Now, the thing about Pimp a Butterfly, the only reason Pimp a Butterfly is so low is because it's one of those projects where it's like, it's dope, but it's intricate and it makes it hard to listen to in a good way. It's kind of like you listen to it, or you won't listen to it because you're like, man, I know it's going to take a lot. Unlike, you know what I'm saying, if you're reading this, it's too late. You can listen to that and it's easy. Like, Drake ain't really saying shit. But with The Pimp a Butterfly, it's so intricate. You're like, man, that's going to take a lot. But when you listen to it, you're like, yo, this is the dopest thing ever. Yo, you're like, hey, yo. So, yeah. But because of, you know what I'm saying, because it's like just such a hard listen, as great as it is, that's what kind of dropped it as low as it is. Versus the other two. Oh, you know what? See, I did mess up. I know what I forgot. Nah. I keep them there. You know what I forgot? Because all three of these albums got to go on my top 10. I forgot Damn. Damn by Kendrick Lamar. So,
I like that one.
I told y'all this ain't numbered. I was just numbered. So, Damn is in there. So, that's 9. Damn's my number 9. Even though it's ranked higher than Nothing Was the Same and Pimp a Butterfly. My number 10 is, Fee put it out there, Show Baraka with The Narrative. Now, I know most of y'all don't know who the hell Show Baraka is. But if you look up Show Baraka, The Narrative, I'm pretty sure you appreciate it. He's a gospel rapper. I mentioned him before. He's a gospel rapper. He's part of the 166 crew with Andy Mineo and Lecrae. But in that album too, like, it came out in 2016, but I didn't hear it. It came out, I think, the end of 2016, but I didn't even catch wind of it until like September of 2017. But it blew me away. And Show Baraka by, The Narrative by Show Baraka. I mean, he talks about fatherhood. He talks about black neighborhoods. He talks about being a Christian. Talk about being married. Being a black Christian, like, just a lot of stuff that entails my life. So. And then I got some honorable mentions. I got, what we got? For honorable mentions, I got Andy Mineo, Neverland. I can't not put Andy Mineo in there. The only reason why it's not in the top 10 is because it's an EP and not an album. But that project, I said it time and time again, it directly affected or influenced Super Enigma. If you listen to Neverland and listen to Super Enigma, you probably gonna think I was biting. I wasn't, but I wouldn't blame anybody. It was like you was biting on you. Another one, even though it's not technically a rap album, is The Weeknd Trilogy. I just remember like really being into, you know what I'm saying, those Weeknd projects back in like 2011, 2012, whenever. That drop. And then also, too, gotta give props to my favorite album of last year, In Celebration of Us, Sky Zoo. I just hadn't really gotten to it since, as of late. So I still love it, you know what I'm saying? But I just didn't feel right putting it in the top 10 when, as recent as it's been, I really haven't really been into it. I will tell you what I have been into, but I'm going to save my favorite albums of 2019 for another episode. Huh? No Women? You're right. That's sad. Am I becoming a misogynist in my old age that I got no women on my list? I could put Rhapsody up there. I could put, yeah. I don't know. It's hard because Raps, like, I have to compare Rhapsody to either Skyzoo or Ann or The Narrative because she's in that same lane. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're right, Fee. She called me out for my male chauvinist ways. Anyway, we're going to get into, I did play C-Red. Yeah, I saw that. Oh, as if people in the podcast can see it, Fee. Thank you for doing that. Anyway, because this podcast is going to be way too long. Pat going to be mad. I'm going to be mad because I got to go and do the minutes. Anyway, man, we're going to get to the next track, and then I'm going to close this thing out. Hit y'all with Rendezvous, my man Elijah Kenny, and then Jungle with Rolling Stone or Yellow, and myself. So this is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Then I feel like a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. See, I'm trying to keep it under control, keeping the flow. I had the hope, the luck, the hope is poke. The magic touch, the everything in mo. The holy shit in my, the holy ghost. The glamour glitz and shit and piss and gold. And focus like a motherfucking goat. The good, the great, the in between and mo. But love a few times, I don't want it no more, I'm bitter. Sweet. Last week, I made a treat, tall like a tree, told her to see me at 3. Now I got something to eat, after a few bad deeds in a new backseat of a black tinted chrome painted blue white V. Part 2 in Alexa, she loved me, nah, never tell you, but do one thing. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a 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 rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous.
Let's have a rendezvous. Trying to get you in the bed. Make like some butter and spread. We already spoke on the couch. Show me what's good with the mouth. Trying to take trips to the south. Need me a rider, you bounce. We super lit up for ounce. Lift up your blouse. You talking all of that shit. When I put it in, you gon' say ouch. Wow. Need me a super free. Yeah. Hit me when you in need. Like daddy, I only got 30. I'm breaking this bathroom as empty as you. I need true indeed. I'm trying to beat it up. So do your friends work when seeing me. I be the nigga you call. Those others like energy. Pull out the camera from memory. Thick like some smoke from a chimney. Hitting high notes like she winning it. Deep like she feeling it. Kidding me. That little mama just been a key. That little mama just been a key. You every meal on my menu. That breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner. She's all I can make it my centerpiece. When you below, hit me when it's 3. Know I'm around when that's all you need.
Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a 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 rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous.
I'll be straight about the jungle. Really straight about the jungle. Can't you see these fucking commas? Coming straight about the jungle. I'll be coming from the jungle. Straight up out the jungle. Can't you see these niggas running? Running straight on through the jungle. Diamonds are forever. Take them from me, never. I've been doing this shit up in the jungle since I was just about 7. Ayy, cause I'm straight up out the jungle. Coming straight up out the jungle. And you see these niggas running. Running straight up through your jungle. This shit is jungle.
Brain splatter, RIP to who it matters. Yeah. Moms lost her son to the game, he didn't matter. Drinking by Bay Hall, my nose to drink it faster. Yeah. Speeding through the wind, bad bitches wishing I smashed her. Try to hold me down while I'm pulling myself together. I got a few bruises, but me, I'm feeling better than I was before. When I'm back for more, when I kick in the door, waving that 4-4. Let's stick up. All you niggas get up. I'm back showing my ass, so go and pick my shit up. Yeah. Stand there with your chin up. Pussies play the victim, and I ain't pointing no fingers but you. Your odor sickening. Ho, you don't listen. Nah. Quit blowing that loud. I give it all up just to see my cousin smile. Alina getting big. Yeah, I'm still crazy. And me, I'm still fucking the game, and niggas hate it.
Hobby, I swear straight these about niggas the jungle. Really straight about the jungle. Can't you see these fucking commas? Come straight about the jungle. I be coming from the jungle. Straight up out the jungle. Can't you see these niggas running? Running straight up through the jungle.
Yo, from Talent Ho to Motown.
Yeah,
this is how we throw down. Uh-huh. Fucking on your whole clown. Now tell me what you know now.
What?
Talking all that shit. Well, we in your town. You yapping like a bitch. Using adverbs and pronouns. Since 01, I seen jits turn to old men. Uh-huh. I tried to warn these fools like an old man.
What?
The game burnt niggas like Jews in the old van. Mad like coaches that never went pro damn. Oh man, Logan with my heart in my palm. See, they want you to react, but I remain calm. Aries mom,
yeah.
Scorpio dad, I am the song.
Yeah.
Attitude bad, but y'all niggas are just dumb. Detroit, what? Don't give a fuck, nigga, you know. These niggas suck, just like a cup full of jello. Shots run amok and get stuck in your elbow. Pissy Nick myself, yellow, tell them how that hook go.
Hey, they think shit hit sweet, then cross over.
What?
Send them fake killers, we buried them toy soldiers.
Yeah.
Devil round the corner, I'm feeling them getting closer. Room too quiet, got me looking over my shoulder.
My nigga,
niggas disappear the more you get older. Be real to yourself and the realer come closer.
Yeah.
Living in the clouds, I'm blowing all this ganja. Your niggas too turn, get that fuck shit from round here. Ay, and leave me where you found me. You wouldn't be you without me. Remember, all you niggas doubted me. Look
I'll
at
be
me
straight
now,
about
nigga.
The jungle. Really straight about the jungle. Can't you see these fucking commas? Coming straight about the jungle. I be coming from the jungle. Straight up out the jungle. Can't you see these niggas running? Running straight on through the jungle. Diamonds are forever. Take them from me, never. I've been doing this shit up in the jungle since I was just about 7. Ayy, cause I'm straight up out the jungle. Coming straight up out the jungle. And you see these niggas running. Running straight up through your jungle. This shit a jungle.
Bella rose to ease the pain. Cause thinking to force me to blow my brains away. Yeah. You feel me?
Boom, we back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. What you just heard again was Rendezvous, my man Logic Kenny, and Jungle by Rolling Stone and Yellow, featuring yours truly, Enigma September. Again, shout out to Tarif Knockout, for, you know what I'm saying, for giving us a great conversation regarding FSU. Hopefully, he don't get in no trouble because he was saying some stuff. Shout out to Fee for holding me down throughout the podcast, too. Again, like I told y'all, going to 2020, man, I'm not going to be really hunting for guests like that. If I can get a guest on, it'd be dope. But I think I'm gonna stick more to just, you know, doing solo joints. I'm not abandoning it. So you still see guests. You still have guests on here. And I still be preparing for it. And if I can get them on here, I will. But it just won't be as consistent as it's been. And again, I'm not saying that because there was no guest tonight. Are you on the guest list tonight? But more so just because, what is it? more so just because I want to give more content to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like this, like the top 10. So, yeah, that's what we got. So, I'm going to get up out of here. You guys remember to follow me on all social medias. You can hit me up on Twitter at EnigmaSelp9. Follow me on Instagram at EnigmaSelp. Follow me. Let me know who you are, and I'll follow you back straight up. I'm on Facebook. You hit me up there. And that's about it. TikTok. I need to get on my TikTok grind. Start doing more pranks with Fee. If y'all go to my TikTok, I got Fee real nasty last weekend. Real nasty. It's kind of funny. So, of course, my TikTok is at EnigmaSelp. So,